We've got the Super Bowl covered live from Las Vegas. This is the Super Bowl Drive with Jacob Hester.
All right, welcome back in. Super Bowl Drive moving right along the road here on Super Bowl 58 Radio, Las Vegas, Nevada, Mandalay Bay. Always love talking Super Bowl parties, right? What are you going to bring? Who is coming? What's going to be the main dish? What's going to be the dessert? So many great questions. And again, I think this is going to be a Super Bowl where you're going to have some people that maybe never really had a Super Bowl party decide to have one. The Taylor Swift effect is certainly real. We are going to go now. Antonio LaFaso joins us, Food Network chef, to talk Super Bowl parties and more. Chef, we appreciate your time. Thanks for hopping on with us.
Always so happy to be here with you guys.
We just actually had Chef Kevin Winston II, and he was speaking your praises. He said, like, you were a judge on one of the Food Network shows that he was on.
Was it Beachside Brawl or Guys Grocery Games?
Supermarket Steakout, I think.
Supermarket Steakout, yes, yes, yes. That's when we make contestants basically buy groceries from, unassuming shoppers, and then they cook in a parking lot, like in Arizona or Las Vegas.
Oh, that is amazing. That is how you got to be quick thinking and thinking on your feet whenever that happens there. But hey, you always have to, right, Chef? I mean, like, if you're in the kitchen, sometimes things happen. You can't prepare for everything, and you just got to make it work.
No, I want to say, like, probably the best word to describe, like, all chefs is, like, pivot. Like, we pivot so well.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. Well, you know, now we all think we're chefs because of the bear. Like, we all think that we know what we're doing. We're using the kitchen lingo. We're like, you're behind corner, and y'all are probably watching it like, oh my gosh, like, the show's great, but y'all need to settle down. Y'all are not chefs back home.
No, I love that, actually. Can I tell you, I mean, over the last, like, 20 years, seeing, like, food television completely explode, you know, I think people become, you know, they've gotten a peek into, you know, a very sort of specific world, you know, only by, you know, chefs or cooks or whatever you want to call them. And so now that world is, like, opened up. So people are like, you know, and here's the thing, they cook differently. They're, like, more willing to explore different kinds of foods and different kinds of cuisine. So I think, like, all of these, like, food shows, including, like, a scripted show like The Bear, you know, people just get more excited about food. And if people are more excited about food, then they're cooking more. And so then we've done our job.
Oh, that's a great point. And I'm always excited about food, and I'm excited about some Super Bowl parties. And so I've got to ask you, do you change it up every Super Bowl? Do you have a go-to? Like, hey, this is kind of a template. It's, you know, it's worked for me in the past, and you don't fix it if it's not broken. Like, where do you go for a Super Bowl party?
So, I mean, here's the thing, right? I think that, yes, obviously, like, we love whoever is playing, and we're so excited. But the Super Bowl is, like, I would consider it like a holiday. Like, I think I just posted on my Instagram, I'm like, happy Super Bowl, everyone, because it's so specific to every household and dependent on, like, who you're rooting for. I think that there's always the staples, right? There's always some kind of burger or slider or nachos or dips and, you know, all the things, you know, and the food is, like, so important for Super Bowl, right? You see tailgates, yeah, they're happening all over the place, and menus that are being planned out. And, like, I don't think there is a chicken around that's, like, their wings are safe. Like, you know, the amount of chicken wings that are consumed on Super Bowl Sunday, like, there should be right. Someone should count. So I just think, like, it depends. Like, I just did a spot on Good Morning America yesterday, and, you know, like, I represented the 49ers because I'm from California. And so, like, I went sort of, like, Mexican inspired, you know, and of course, like, Joe Isidore, who was representing Kansas City, he was like, Kansas City barbecue burgers. And so we always love, I think, as chefs, to really, like, play to the state and to the, you know, to the team, because I think, like, you know, that's the way that chefs can show their support and to, like, really, like, play to, like, what that city is known for and its food. So that part's always fun, but you always have your staples. Like, I don't think I've been to a Super Bowl party that didn't have, like, 85 types of wings.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And look, I have 5 children, and so, like, for me, like, wings are a go-to for my kiddos as well. But also, they want desserts. Like, they are. I'm like, no, you cannot have the cookie or the cupcake before you get to the wings. And so, what are we working with desserts? I need, like, a little trick whenever I go back home, and so I can be the cool dad with the dessert tray.
You know, I mean, here's the thing, right? Like, I think, again, like, all the classics work. Like, I love a s'more on Super Bowl. Like, anything that you can kind of, like, do it yourself and leave out little things for people to kind of put the things together themselves, you know? They have all those little, like, individual burners now that you can, like, do so that you can actually, like, light it right there at a table or set up, like, a little station, you know?
Yeah.
But for me, like, I love all, like, the sugary classics. Like, I want bowls of candy. I want, like, over the top cupcakes that have, you know, your team logo on it or have, you know, just a football on it, whatever it is. You know what I mean? But I love, like, I love really playing up your tables to the Super Bowl, right? Like, you know, having, like, the graph, you know what I mean? Like, all out there, like, the numbers down, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
just being able to, like, play that into it is so much fun. You know, but I'm like candy, cupcake, s'mores. I don't like to do a cake. I like individual stuff because I think people are like socializing so much. And I think you're like walking from room to room, depending on how many TVs you have set up. And I think you need something that's like mobile and like can transport easily from like one TV to another.
Chef, I think you just gave me a great idea, right? If you put out like a s'more station, the kids are over there, they're doing their own thing, and it also, it's like a time killer. I can watch more of the game while they're over there setting up their s'more. I mean, the s'more might be a little bit of a babysitter.
100%. I've seen people do. I went to a very fancy Super Bowl party a couple years back, and there was like a make-your-own cupcake thing. So they had all like the frostings of the two color teams, you know what I mean? So it was like green or red, whatever it was, like the two colors were for the two teams was like the icing, and then of course like little tiny footballs, and then like the logos of the teams. Like, you'd be surprised before what you can buy online to support your team when it has, when it's time to like build a table for buffet.
That's a great point. And I got to go back. You mentioned being mobile. That's actually a great point. So how do we feel about dips? Because dips aren't really mobile. And you know, everyone during the Super Bowl, they go buy like seven different dips and they put them in the kitchen. You got to get up. And we're not going to go just once. We all know that. We're going to go back for more dip. And so how do we feel about Super Bowl dips?
Yeah. Well, for me, right, here's the thing. If you want to go real fancy, you can do dips in individual cups. So when you put it out on the platter, right, there's these little tiny cups that already have like individual dips. And then you can grab them and you grab, I don't know, like, you know, your celery, your carrots, you know, whatever kind of veggie dip you're doing, or like all the different kinds of chips or pretzels, or, you know, so you can individualize the cups of dip, you know, and then, you know, have bowls and bowls of all the things that you want to dip, whether it's veggies or whether it's chips.
Fantastic insight, Chef. And this is great. I'm writing, look, I got the pen out. I'm writing all this down. And so maybe I can host the best Super Bowl party coming up. But also want to talk to you about Food Network's Tournament of Champions. Not only is champion going to be crowned here in Las Vegas, but we got Tournament of Champions, which returns for a fifth season on Sunday, February the 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern time. I know you're looking forward to that.
I mean, for the, in the chef world, Tournament of Champions, that finale is kind of like the Super Bowl for us, just like as an FYI. We take it that seriously. Yeah. You know, you've got, we have a play-in that's happening right now where there's like 16 chefs that are just trying to get in to be on the main bracket. And then once that happens, there's 32 chefs. It's like East Coast, West Coast, everyone, you know, everyone at home, which is like so amazing. They pick their favorites and they follow along week after week to, you know, build their own bracket. But we take it as seriously, you know, representing our coast, you know, but obviously, you know, may the chef, best chef win, you know, at the end, whoever wins the East Coast, West Coast bracket, they battle, and then the winner is the overall Tournament of Champions season 5 winner. And so we take it very seriously. It is probably like one of the most, it's probably the hardest culinary competition that I've ever done. And I've done a lot of them. I've been competing since 2007 on like Top Chef multiple times, All Stars, all throughout Food Network. And so this is definitely the hardest competition like on television right now.
I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm reading about it. So after 8 weeks and 31 grueling head-to-head battles, one talented chef will win it all and be crowned the champion. I mean, Chef, 8 weeks? I mean, going through 32, that's such a large number. I mean, you can't rest on your laurels there. You get a couple of victories, but it's only going to get more difficult as you go down the road.
Yeah, this is the kind of competition that you can't hide in, right? So in a lot of competitions or in a lot of tournaments, you just need to not lose and then win at the end. every single battle you go into, you have to win or you don't move on. And so it becomes very, you know, the percentages are very low. You know what I mean? Very, very low. I think, what is it, like, you know, 3% chance that you win this entire thing. And then as the weeks go on and you win another battle and another battle, but there's nowhere to hide. That's the best way to put it.
Chef Antonio LaFaso, good enough to join us here. We're all looking forward to Tournament of Champions. Again, that is on Food Network coming up Sunday, February the 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Going to be its fifth season. Always fun to watch that one. And it is a pleasure to have you on, Chef. Thanks for the great Super Bowl party insight. And we're looking forward to Tournament of Champions coming up.
Absolutely. You guys have a great Super Bowl.
Thank you so much.